better would run low, or qalla ta'amu 'iyalihim, or the food and the provisions by the family would run low in Medina Sharif, jama'u ma kana 'indahum fi thawbin wahidin, they would all gather what they had by them in one cloth. So they'll have, if they want to have one cloth, they'll gather it. ثم اقتسموا بينهم في إناء واحد بالسوية. Then they would now take this and they would divide it equally between them in a utensil. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهُمْ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. He liked the spirit of brotherhood and the spirit of kindness and the spirit of generosity that they showed, that they all took what they had, they put it together and they shared it. How beautiful that nobody decided that I want this for myself and I've got extra so I must keep it. But everybody put what they had together, and that spirit of brotherhood was so beautiful amongst them. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَهُوَ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. That these people, فَهُمْ مِنِّي, these people are from me, وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ, and I am from them. How nice would any nation feel, any family feel, if Nabi alayhi salam tell that family that I am from your family. So he's telling this tribe that these people, he's telling the Sahaba that this tribe of Ash'ariyin, that they are from me and I am from them. One question might come as far as this is concerned, is this tantamount to gambling? Because gambling, you put something less and you get something more. Sometimes you put something more and you get something less. So here they're taking the provisions and they're putting it. Somebody might put less and he's getting more. Somebody is putting more and he's getting less. In Sharia, this is known as muwasat. That muwasat is that spirit of generosity and kindness. So because of the spirit of kindness and generosity that is liked so much in Shariat, Shariat even allows for this. That despite this possibility of this being gambling, the possibility of a person getting more in return of less or less in return of more, that this is tolerated. Like how if we all have to go on a journey together and we make a kitty. We all put equal amount of money. Somebody might eat more, somebody might eat less. But because this is all done now in the spirit of brotherhood, Shariat has recognized this. So that shows how much of recognition Shariat gives to brotherhood and the spirit of brotherhood. That yeah, there is no question now that this is gambling, you're getting more, getting less. But we're recognizing this and we're allowing for this, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is even praising this type of character, this type of behavior, because this is fostering the spirit of brotherhood. So therefore Shariat has allowed this particular thing which is called muwasat. Anyway, today's new chapter we're starting Babu Tanafusi fi umuri al-akhirati wal istikthari mimma yatabarraku bihi. The chapter on competing as far as what is concerned. This fitrat and this nature of competition and of challenge is in insan. Allah Pak has created insan with the fitrat of challenging and competing. Therefore you'll find a person will be willing to spend hours in front of the soccer match, in front of the cricket match, in front of that boxing match. Two people, two insan is fighting there. But he's willing to watch it and he's getting so much of enjoyment because this fitratan is created in insan. He likes competition. So this chapter is telling us in what should we compete? What should we compete? It isn't such that this is not in insan. But competition is something that is natural. But rather than taking this competition and throwing it out of the window, Islam is telling us that you should compete, yes. But there are certain things that you should compete in and don't waste your time in competing in other things. Therefore Allah Pak mentions in the ayat of the Quran, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In that should you or competitors should be competing in those things. In what the hadith is saying, fi umuri al-akhirati, as far as the umur and as far as the matters of akhirat is concerned, now you start competing on one another. Who can get more of akhirat? And wal istikthari mimma yatabarraku bihi, and the person is now competing to see how he can get those things and how he can increase as far as barakat is concerned. In what way there is barakat, how I can compete to see I get more barakat than you. And the next person sees how he also can get that more barakat. And he can get more sawab. For example, we see one person is going at the just about 5 minutes before Iqamat for Salah. So now we say, okay, we want to go 10 minutes before Iqamat for Salah. So we can compete with that person. Or that person now, he's waking up early in the morning for tahajjud. So we see how we can wake up earlier. Or he's regular in the first saf. Now we say, okay, how we can also try and compete to get the first saf. So this is what is meant. This is the competition that you should be having. Not wasting hours and hours on sports, etc. But rather you should spend your time in competing as far as akhirat is concerned. The first hadith we'll do. An Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiya bi sharabin. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu says that once a drink was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn so many things. That here Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style was whenever something was brought to him, he didn't just take it for himself and take it home. that he would drink and he would eat and he would he would utilize from it and he will share also what he sattvic immediately. That's why Sahaba had such love for him. Because he was a people's man. Everything he did it with Sahaba. If he smiled with them. If he cried with them. If he went out with them. If he was hungry with Sahaba. So this was his style. So anyway, a drink was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَشَرِبَ مِنْهُ وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ غُلَامٌ So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank from it, and on his right hand side was a young boy. So seated on his right hand side was a young boy. وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ الْأَشْيَخِ And on his left hand side were some old people. So this was the scene. A drink was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On his right hand side was a young boy. On his left hand side was some elderly people. فَقَالَ لِلْغُلَامِ أَتَأَذَنُ لِي أَنْ أُعَطِيَ هَؤُلَاء So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he finished drink, now he wanted to share it and spread it with the people around him. So naturally he would start from the right. This is an adabur. So when we're serving somebody, as I mentioned, there's two methods. When people are sitting in an orderly fashion, then it's sunnah, it is mustahab to start from the right hand side. So a person now will start serving from the right hand side, going to the left. But where people are sitting in all different directions, now there's no right, there's no left, then a person can serve from whichever side he wants, wherever, how he wants, he can serve. So here they were sitting in orderly fashion, one person on the right and he had the older people on the left hand side. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before passing the drink, now naturally he would start on the right hand side, but there was a young boy there and there was older people. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked this young boy, the name of the young boy was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said, أَتَأَذَنُ لِي أَنْ أُعْطِيَ هَؤُلَى If you give me permission that I can give these old people first. So here it teaches us something that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, despite his maqam, he's still asking a young boy for permission. Meaning every person's right he took into consideration. Even a small boy that was sitting there, he asked him because he naturally would pass it to the right. So he had a first preference. But to honor the right of the young boy, he asked him permission. Today, parents are complaining that children don't ask for permission. They just want to go here, they want to go there, they go with their friends. There's no permission. And the children feel nothing. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, despite his maqam, and despite this being mustahab also, yet he asked that young boy, do you grant me permission to give this to those older people? So he also was a very intelligent young boy. فَقَالَ الْغُلَامُ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَا أُوْثِرُ بِنَصِيبِ مِنْكَ أَحَدًا So he said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I won't allow this. I will not give preference to anybody with your share coming to me. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from that drink. So he wanted to grab that barakat. So he wanted to get it first. Before anybody else can get the barakat, he wanted to take the barakat. So he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not going to allow anybody else to take the barakat before me. So you see this competition as far as the things of barakat is concerned. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَتَلَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَتَلَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي يَدِهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then took that goblet or that drink and he placed it in his hands that you can have it first. So this was Sahaba. And this were the youngsters and the children of Sahaba. They were not wasting their time in all useless, futile activities as far as competing and doing their cars up are concerned, doing their houses up concerned, going for holidays or competing in sports. But this is what they were competing, how we can get more barakat and how we can increase as far as akhirat is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that level of tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.